time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Vance Pollock on behalf of Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off your radio if you don't want to hear some potentially outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun, and I'll be your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon that hope.
My flaps were on frickin' fire in the studio with producer Sam the Animal Steel and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop and Nevermore Mystical Arts. We talked a little bit about a new shipment of goodies coming into Nevermore Mystical Arts, 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, but I didn't ask you how business is next door at Wright's Coin. The family business been going for something like 44 years.
Yeah. And it's been very busy. Everybody is selling, and they've got this fabulous selection of silver bars, and that's just with me casually looking in the cases as I waltz in there every now and then.
Shelley's over here on her smartphone conducting business during the breaks or during the show, and while me and Sam are swapping movie trivia, we've decided we're not going to put you on the spot too much about the movie trivia, Shelley. But while me and Sam are off on a tangent, Shelley's over here on her phone, wheeling and dealing, because even though you're in charge of Nevermore, that's a full-time job, but you're still in the coin business.
I am. I still have customers, clients, friends that I look out for, and I have their kids' birthdays in my day planner so that we don't forget what we need to get them. So
Asheville folks should make friends with Wright's Coin Shop, the folks at Wright's Coin Shop. Amazing. Can you say you were talking about the silver, you were making a transaction earlier while we were taping the show, you sold some considerable number of ounces of silver while we were sitting here tonight.
110 ounces just sitting here.
So, precious metals always in demand, and Wright's Coin Shop is your local connection. Even people around the globe can go by the website or check in with Wright's Coin Shop. What's the telephone number?
It's 828-298-5402.
And again, I've told you people enough that you, and Josh was, we've been telling you for years to get down to Wright's Coin Shop. There's still that listener out there who's on the fence for whatever reason. One day next week, perhaps, you're going to be sitting around after lunch. You're going to have an hour free, and it's going to pop into your head. Today's the day I need to visit Wright's Coin Shop and Nevermore. And they're going to hop in the car or the hearse.
Or the hearse.
Or on their bike.
Might as well succumb to peer pressure.
1271 Sweeten Creek Road. And I think that's exit 51.
Yes.
Off of Interstate 40 headed south. Just a couple miles from Biltmore Village out Sweeten Creek Road there. Across from the Retro Lube, it's 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, Wright's Coin Shop, and Nevermore Mystical Arts. It's always a two-for-one, because if I go out to the coin shop, I've got business at the coin shop, I need to go in there and see Greg, or I want to ask about a token or some obscure coin, and generally somebody in there knows already, or they know how to find out about it. Whatever your questions are about coins and collectibles or precious metals, Wright's Coin Shop is your one-stop shop for all that sort of info, but you got to go next door and see Miss Shelley.
You've got to.
And take in the aroma of her shop, the atmosphere of her shop. We talked earlier about the flavor of violet reminding you of having your mouth washed out with soap. Maybe that's not such a pleasant memory, but the scents of some of these candles and sachets and incense, I think it's a very aromatic shop. I mean, it's a pleasant place, and for people to be able to go in there and see Shelley and spend a few minutes, and she sends you away with something that you can take home, and it really will brighten up a room, you know, literally in the sense of the candle, but the fragrances and the aura, the mood, the atmosphere the good, clean energy that Shelley's products will bring into your life, into your home, worth the trip. So there you go. You're two for one. Wright's Coin Shop and Nevermore Mystical Arts, 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. And it's the dark 30 hour, so you're going to want to look out for strange material. You've been warned. Tune out if you are squeamish, easily offended, etc., because there are people out there in the world doing wrong things, and we're going to put the spotlight in some dark corners this hour. Shelley, you ready over there?
I'm ready.
Police in Florida are trying.
What a week.
Oh, come on.
Well, you
because
never
the
know.
Town wasn't there. They didn't lead with the name of the town. Usually I'll be like, that's what Shelley was waiting for. So,
yeah.
What is it? Do we even get around to this? Oh, come on. Man, we ruined the flow. We're killing the fun here. Police
Sorry.
In Florida are trying to identify a woman they say pulled two guns on a convenience store clerk after he refused to accept a jar of dirty pennies as payment. Melbourne, there we go. It should have been. Melbourne, bing! Florida police said the woman showed up early Wednesday morning at a 7-Eleven, picked up a few items, and then gave the clerk the pennies. Police say the clerk told the woman the coins were dirty and gunked up. The clerk says the woman got angry and began throwing things after he told her there were way too many pennies for the store to accept, even if they were clean. Police say the woman told the clerk she was going to kill him before leaving the store and returning with two guns, one in each hand. She said she knew how to use them, too. She told the clerk that money is all legal and tender, and he cannot deny her to use it, and he had to take her money, and she had guns to enforce her legal rights. The woman stood there and explained how money works to the cashier and telling him about her rights for several minutes. The clerk finally told the woman, "Just take your honey buns and go." That's a good quote. Take your honey buns and go.
Shelley, did you figure out what what the phrase is, like legal and tender or legal tender?
Well, it should be legal tender, but she was on a rant, and I believe that she intended to say legal and tender.
Yeah, the clerk sustained only minor injuries in the confrontation. The woman fled the scene in a white four-door sedan. If apprehended, she could face a number of criminal charges, ag assault with a deadly weapon, battery, and criminal mischief over $1,000. Ironically, the woman overpaid for her item. She left the pennies there, and she had overpaid by 13 cents with the dirty pennies. Pizza parallels.
Pizza parallels.
People come into the door with a Ziploc bag full of coins to pay for their pizzas. Did you ever get it, Sam? And they tell you it's this amount.
I thought I told you.
It's not even rolled.
I thought I told you my most proud pizza story, which was the lady who did that, but without even a baggie, and just handed me a handful
of change.
And said, "Don't bother counting it. It's exact." And I was like, "Thank you." And I started taking the pennies out, and I threw them at her.
Ooh.
Like, threw them, not at her door, I threw them at her, and they fired me.
Yeah, well, that's a good one to go out on.
Oh, I didn't go out. They hired me back.
And then the next time you got fired.
I still hold a record.
It's a revolving door, this pizza trade. You can't shake a good pizza delivery driver once it gets in the blood.
I was the best.
You may do it again one day, Sam. You never know. Pick up an extra shift or two. I know a guy.
Oh, okay.
Got to hook you up if you ever need just a night or two a week.
Shout out to Madge.
Oh, yeah, that was the worst, though. I went to a house one time, and they invited me in. They said, "We've got the coins counted out over here, and they're rolled up, but we want to show you." And they had, like, stacks of 50, or probably stacks of 10, in arrangements of 5 units. So here's 50 pennies, and they were scraping them off in a styrofoam cup I observed them and agreed, okay, yeah, that's 50. That was the only way I was going to get
Or the dudes
paid.
That would be, how do you say, drug dealers? And they would pull out a wad of several $1,000 in like hundreds and fifties, and then be like, you got that extra 22 cents you owe me?
Right, right.
And not even tip you the leftover change. And he'd be like, "You've got $8,000 in your pocket."
Why would it kill you to give me a chip?
Always pizza parallels in the Dark 30 hour to bring a little levity to the dark matter here. People rescued after apartment remove stairs in DeKalb County, Georgia. Firefighters rescued several people trapped on the second floor of an apartment building after the complex removed the stairs. The staircase at Maple Walk Apartments in Decatur is the only way in and out of several homes. "This is crazy. How can you cut off access to the stairs and everybody's in their apartments?" a neighbor said. Other neighbors said they woke up to the stairs being removed and no way to get down. They found notices on their doors, obviously put there before the stairs were removed, saying there would be no access to the stairs until Thursday. "They gave us no notice, no nothing. They were already taking the stairs down when we got the notice this morning. They just stole our stairs at 7 a.m. when no one was awake." Neighbors called the fire department, who came out with a ladder to help get people to safety. The rescued residents are now scrambling to find another place to stay until the stairs are fixed. The fire marshal said the complex could get cited for code violations. Management of the building was not answering the door for the fire marshal, media, or emergency responders.
Maybe he couldn't get to the... Maybe they took away the breezeway to his door, too. It took away the mudroom. I couldn't get to the door.
The foyer was missing.
The narthex.
It's speaking of strange, we're going to have a lot of fun here. Hope you will, too. Lots more in store. Warning you again, you may not want to stick around if you just don't have the stamina for the bizarre, the twisted, the sometimes downright rude and vulgar, because that's what Dark 30 is all about, friends. And we'll be right back. Speaking of strange...
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. I need your understanding. I need your love so much. You tell me that you love me so. You tell me that you care. But when I need you,
baby,
you're never there. Candles, fickle flame. Hey! To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. A golden bird that flies away, a candle, fickle flame. Hey! To think I held you yesterday, your love was just a game. Hey! You tell me that you love me so, you tell me that you care.
This is the Dark 30 hour of Speaking of Strange. It's Joshua P. Warren, Speaking of Strange. I'm Vance Pollock, your host in the studio with investigator Shelley Wright, who did a very intense editing, highlighting job she generally does, because I'm like Ron Burgundy. If it's on there, I'll read it. San Diego, go screw yourself. Man unleashes bed bugs at city office. Yeah, right. I didn't make it clear just now that it's the Dark 30. It suggests material that is not appropriate for all tastes. It is kind of gritty. It's real. It's like the pit of depravity part of the show. The description of speaking of strange as the summit of man's knowledge to the pit of his depravity. Yes, this is that dark pit of depravity. Man unleashes bed bugs at city office after not qualifying for benefits. This is a low-rent version of biological terrorism. A man in Maine who became upset after being told he did not qualify for government benefits unleashed a couple of live bed bugs at a city office. The incident took place Friday afternoon and forced the evacuation of the Augusta City Center. The building will be sprayed and a bed bug detecting dog service will inspect the building before reopening. Didn't know there was such. The man, whose identity was not immediately available, released the bedbugs after he was told by a city employee that he did not qualify for assistance. The bedbugs were in a cup, which the man slammed on the counter of the office, sending the bugs flying onto the desk and floor. The man said, "If I'm going to be miserable, all of you are going to be miserable." So police caught up with the man, and he signed a criminal complaint and a trespass order. More charges expected. Police say they were simply shocked at this one. Releasing bed bugs. It kind of reminds me of that scene from McKenzie brothers from SCTV. Yes, yeah, Strange Brew. They're in the movie theater and they have a jar of moths. Yeah. And they open the jar of moths and they flock to the projector.
Is it just me where it's like the dogs to sniff out bed bugs, and then City Hall besieged by a flea issue? Like, it just seems that, I don't know if bed bugs are attracted to dogs, or like it seems that like animals do tend to get bugs.
Well, I mean, I think there must be like a insect dog sniffing union, so that they have one group of guys that do bed bugs and another group of dogs to sniff for, say.
We put the dogs in plastic bags. Didn't work out on the first couple runs.
But who walks around with a cup full of bed bugs?
I want to know how the guy got the cup of bed bugs. That's an interesting.
I
mean, that's the determination. He's pissed off.
I mean, that's not like cup of soup. Cup of bed bugs. In Maine, Bless You Too is a robot priest that will forgive your sins. This holy robot questions the future of technology and the church. If you pay a visit to the German town of Wittenberg, you can receive a blessing from a priest, except in Wittenberg, the priest is a robot. To be fair, there are human priests in Wittenberg too, but the Protestant church in Hesse and Nassau recently built a robot priest to give blessings as part of a celebration of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. The robot named Bless You Too has a touchscreen, glowing hands, and can forgive your sins in 5 different languages. He has been activated to help relieve the workload of busy priests. The robot is meant to start a debate about the future of technology in the church. 500 years ago, in the same town, Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the church door, and technology in the form of the printing press spread his ideas across the continent. 5 centuries later, and new technology continues to shape our entire society, including our religions, in dramatic ways. How will the church adapt? Only time will tell. That's a thought-provoking news item. Right,
and
there,
the best part, it's safe for children.
Jeez. No comment. Birmingham police sergeant finds 1-inch bolt in Arby's sandwich. A Birmingham police sergeant is biting mad after he bit into a 1-inch bolt in his Arby's classic roast beef sandwich. Sergeant Patrick Cosby said he doesn't know if the bolt was intentionally placed there because he's a police officer. There have been similar incidents around the country in what officers feel is a continuing anti-police sentiment, or whether it was a machine malfunction, which Arby's officials claim. But either way, he said, it's unacceptable. I don't know how you make a sandwich with a bolt that large in it and not be intentional. A senior vice president for communications with Arby's Restaurant Group Incorporated provided the statement on the incident. We take this matter very seriously and conducted an immediate investigation. After reviewing video footage from our kitchen, speaking with our team members, we are confident no one was targeted in this instance. We have a long-standing tradition of supporting our men and women in uniform, and we are currently working with the guests to resolve the matter. Well, pizza parallel.
You know how they do these limited editions now. You know, like Arby's just got that the pork belly sandwich. I don't know if you've tried this one. It's pretty dang tasty.
But you've heard the expression, don't bolt your food, though.
I have not. But maybe kinda... it was like a super limited run. You know, it was like the cheddar bolt melt. And it was just for like 1 minute only.
The pizza parallel is, I knew a buddy working at one of the Southside shops in Florida when their oven started to fall apart and some screws and metal from the conveyor inside the oven had fallen down in the pizza and melted into the cheese, and they served it at the dine-in, and the customer came up and showed them, here were pieces of wire and some screws that had fallen out of the oven into the pizza as it was baking, and the manager just comped their ticket, and it was over at that. And my friend's reaction was, you know, we're lucky we didn't get our butts sued. In a sue-happy society, a lot of people are just looking for an accident like that. But honestly, I understand accidents happen unless I physically hurt myself and had doctor's bills or something like that. I would probably let that go. You've got a steak and shake. We did Arby's. You got a steak and shake story
Chattanooga.
Yeah.
Over the mountain. A waitress in Chattanooga was fired and faces charges after serving a police officer. What gall she had. Serving a police officer. Next story. Investigators say the woman accidentally, I would hope it would be accidentally, that would be stupid on her part, dropped a bag of cocaine into the officer's water.
Oops.
Whoopsie. When taking his order at a Steak and Shake. Love the salt and vinegar fries. Those are so tasty. The woman who called to the table told the officer that the cocaine did belong to her, mistake number two, and it must have fallen from her waitress book into his drink, mistake number three.
Whoops.
She told the officer she would not give her hard-earned coke to anyone and asked him to please return it, as they were both professional and hard at work. The restaurant manager said he reviewed the video, and it says it did appear to be an accident. The woman faces many charges, including assault. It's unfair. And drug possession. The narcotics officer said this was the easiest arrest of his entire career. Now, obviously, I would say I think it's pretty obvious that it was an accident, because no respectable drug user is going to waste their drugs.
And no sensible person is going to intentionally drop drugs into a police officer's water.
Can you imagine how that sickening feeling when she's like, where's my bag? Where's my baggie? Oh, no.
But then
to go up to him, that's just being a dunce right there. At that point, he doesn't know. He knows it's somebody in that building, you know. And it must have been, she must have tied a good knot. Because, you know, if it was not, you know, it's not a very soluble, it's very soluble, I mean, you know, so it would have dissolved. So, I mean, she must have had a good knot going on there to keep it waterproof. You know?
Crazy. Yeah, I think maybe if she had played it right, she would have stepped back and stared at the ceiling. Like, where did that come from?
Asked for it back.
Jeez.
Sir, can I have my cocaine back?
We're both hardworking people.
Well, you know how it is, man. Come on. We were here in Chattanooga doing our job.
Goodness. Maybe they went to high school together or used to do lines together. Jeez. It's the Dark 30. It's Speaking of Strange on WWNC 570 AM, the Talk of the Mountains. I'm Vance Pollock, and we got more naughtiness coming up on the Dark 30 in just a little bit. Stay tuned.
much fun. Better take my advice. You know all the rules by now and the fire from the eyes. Will you come with me? Won't you come with me?
Speaking of strange, it's the Dark 30. Did you people catch that? It's a punk rock version of the Grateful Dead. We like that. Sammy dug that one up. He likes to surprise us. We leave a couple blank spaces in the bumper field for Dark 30 and see what we come up with on the fly.
What's your feeling?
We were talking Grateful Dead during the break between the hours, and why not?
Why not?
A little punk.
I like to try to surprise Vance, too. I like to not tell him what's coming up.
Yeah, something I did not know about. You learn something new every time you listen to Speaking of Strange, such as the woman climbing into the doggy door, in through the doggy door, and drinking their wine. A 30-year-old homeless woman is accused of entering a home through a doggy door meant for a full-size poodle and drinking four bottles of wine, Gainesville, Florida cops say. Homeowners in the middle of the night heard strange noises coming from their kitchen. The man went to investigate and found a woman on all fours in his kitchen. He asked her, "Who are you?" and she barked at him like a dog. The man went back to his bedroom, locked himself in, and called police. She was not there when the police arrived. Responding officers later found the woman when she returned to the house later that night. She returned with a broken wine bottle, according to her arrest affidavit. I don't know, man. Did she make off with some wine, or did she spend that much time in the house drinking it out of the dog bowl?
Out of the dog bowl?
Jeez.
I've always had a weird thing with doggy doors because, like, they let things in as well as out. You know?
Right.
And not even like, you know, always people, because most grown adults aren't going to fit through a doggy door, but lots of animals that I wouldn't want in my house.
Possums and raccoons in these parts.
These here parts.
Wandering in through the doggy door. Came in through the doggy door.
In through the doggy door?
Could be a song.
I was thinking in through the outdoor, but...
Houston, Texas, it's a video that has now gone viral. A man on horseback recorded it while riding through a Southwest Houston Walmart store over the weekend. Customers and even workers seemed shocked by the sight. There were actually two horses inside the store going up and down several of the aisles. "I was just trying to make people laugh and smile," said the cowboy to people in the store filming the chaos. The man galloped away and is now an internet celebrity. He spoke by phone to media and said that he and his friends ride every weekend and they just wanted to try something different. "We were just riding and a buddy of mine was like, 'Let's go to Walmart.' And I was like, 'Man, I'm not going to Walmart.' He was like, 'Come on, let's go.' So
Come
we went.
On.
I wasn't trying to hurt nobody or do anything destructive. It was just like, you only live once, you know, that's
YOLO,
all.
YOLO, man.
The man said.
YOLO.
YOLO. Walmart's corporate office issued a statement saying, "We in no way condone the reckless stunt inside our store and are thankful no one was hurt by these actions." The Houston Humane Society issued the following statement on the incident. "At minimum, riding a horse inside a store is incredibly irresponsible. This would be extremely stressful on any horse. Horses can easily become spooked, endangering not only themselves but also any shoppers they might encounter. The Houston Humane Society urges all pet owners to think and act responsibly when it comes to the lives of animals in their care." Police are trying to figure out what charges have been violated. The men, who so far have not been identified by police, said he never intended to hurt anyone and his horses are trained well. They didn't even poop in the store. "We just went in there, did the aisles, and rode out and never hurt anyone. None of the employees ever ordered us to leave. Everyone just kind of looked at us in disbelief, riding your horses through Walmart. Was it last week we had the dude wrestling a deer in the Walmart?
Yeah. It would seem to me like I don't know a whole lot about horseshoes, but like if they were at a gallop or, you know, run into sliding out on the slick floor in there, you know?
Yeah.
Guess those greeters let anybody in, anything in. They still have greeters, right, at Walmart?
I guess it depends on what. I don't go at normal people hours.
I would just, I suppose the old guy who was greeting was just stunned at the.
That's going to be me
one day. I remember when people took their horses into town to go shopping. Come on. Shelley, you ready? Lakeland, Florida, my hometown. A man's desire to eat pancakes in the middle of the road got him in trouble with the police. On Monday, Lakeland Police Department received a call that a man was sitting in the middle of a crosswalk eating pancakes on a small TV table. He was disrupting the flow of traffic by causing an obstruction. Police came to the area, yet the man had left prior to their arrival. A video of the incident was posted on Facebook, and the police were able to track down a 20-year-old man, the flapjack eater. Police were not able to get there sooner due to a massive traffic jam the man had created that went for blocks in every direction. When they questioned the man, he admitted he ate the pancakes in the middle of the road as a prank. He said it would be funny for him to just set up a mini dining room and eat and see how mad people would get. He said it was really funny. Huh. Police informed him no one was laughing. The man was charged with obstruction in the roadway and disrupting the free flow of traffic. He will appear in court to answer for his fun, and he can see if the judge is amused.
Here we go. Here's a speaking of strange for you, a little thought provoker. Why is it that there are so many pancake houses in Gatlinburg? What is it about Gatlinburg and pancakes and fudge? Like, there's an inordinate amount of pancakes going on in Gatlinburg.
I'm nodding my head because it is crazy how many pancake houses there are in.
I like a pancake. Everybody, I think, from time to time enjoy it, but it's like, there are several, many, just pancakes. It's like just.
No, I'm surprised, and there may be. I'm surprised there aren't like street vendors doing pancakes in Gatlinburg and Pigeon Forge. But every other building is a pancake house.
Yeah.
In Gatlinburg. But very strange.
Recently, I had this intense craving for boysenberry syrup, which you used to be able to get the IHOP.
You can't get it anymore?
I could not locate boysenberry syrup whatsoever. So if anybody has a line on a guy,
let Sam
hook
know.
A fella up, boysenberry,
boysenberry syrup. I don't really have that craving right now, but you know how it is. Like, you're just like, I need it.
Shelley, we got you on standby again for this one. Student accused of throwing pie at principal during graduation ceremony. As the Palatka, Florida high school principal was handing graduates their diplomas, one of the students approached him armed with a pie. According to his arrest affidavit, when the principal saw the pie, he shielded his face with his arms, which took the pie hit. Records show the student who had just graduated and had his diploma was apparently surprised to be hauled to the pokey to eat some humble pie, telling officers it was just a senior prank. The arrest report said the 18-year-old that the 18-year-old told officers, "Who thought you could get arrested for tossing a Three Stooges whipped cream pie at the principal? The worst you should expect is to be yelled at. It's not like you can get detention or kicked out of school, but arrested? This country is crazy," the student told officers after he was arrested. "No one has any sense of humor anymore. This was a whipped cream pie and a tinfoil plate, for goodness sake."
Here's a little, I used to be obsessed with the Stooges when I was growing up. And, you know, those guys, a lot of times overlooked for their comedy. Like, they devoted to the craft. Those pies that they would use, they had to reuse them take after take. So the crew would scrape up that whipped cream off the floor, and it would have sawdust, nails, like a lot of. So by the end of the day, these guys are getting hit in the face with, you know, whipped cream pies, but they're really getting injured take after take.
Nasty whipped cream.
But like recycled. With like debris, rocks, pebbles, and nails and stuff.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, Florida graduation. Why can't you slap the principal in the face. I mean, it seems kind of like...
The sentence you just said, Florida graduation, why can't you slap the principal in the face?
Exactly.
Well, I can think of a couple reasons. It's rude. I mean, the pie, that's already kind of a jerk move. But
yeah. I kind of remember that, like, it's reminiscent, only the principal was in on it. In these cases where they would do like a fundraiser or a pep rally or something. If we win this football game, the principal's going to let you hit him in the face with a whipped cream pie.
Dunking booth.
Or shave his head or dunking booth, things like that. Yeah, I guess the kid was kind of a jerk for disrupting graduation.
I mean, do your stunt, you know, hold up your sign, drop trowel, do what you got to do. But, you know, don't take, I don't know.
Point taken.
Yeah, all right.
Not nice to slap the principal in the face with a pie.
Noted.
In Baltimore, a woman faces several drug charges after police say she handed a detective a partially smoked blunt while getting out of a vehicle during a traffic stop. The detective pulled the vehicle over after noticing the driver failed to yield right away to another vehicle. After speaking with the driver and passenger, the detective noticed an odor of marijuana coming from inside the vehicle. The driver and passenger were asked to get out of the vehicle, and as they were getting out, police report, the female driver handed a detective a partially smoked blunt and said, "Can you keep this for me till I get back in the car?" So it's not just like
that. In case you don't know, a blunt is a marijuana cigarette wrapped in a cigar paper.
A cigar paper.
Just letting you know.
Thank you.
Okay.
So there seems to be a theme of ladies... entrusting their drugs to cops, purposely or not, and then asking for them back.
What's the conclusion? Did he give it back?
The woman was charged with possession with intent to distribute cocaine and heroin. Ooh, so she went down a worse road after the vehicle was searched, and worse things than a partially used blunt.
You're here for the opium. You're here for the opium, aren't you?
Just here for the cockfights. It's Speaking of Strange. We'll be right back. Speaking of strange, a good time, I guess, to mention that, we're going to be on Holiday Road a little bit. We won't be taping new episodes for a couple of weeks here. Next week, Sammy is going to be on the high seas, and then for a couple of weeks after that, I'm going to be in Iceland.
You going to bring us back some that shark, that rotten shark?
You want some rotten shark? We'll do a taste testing here in the studio.
I'll try it. Yeah, I mean,
would you eat rotten shark here in the studio?
Is it?
It's
got to be better
pungent.
Than that
it's,
gross fruit.
No, I don't think so.
It's horrible. It's absolutely atrocious.
Then
I mean,
why?
If you were to eat it, I would suggest that you have like a bucket.
A chum bucket.
Yeah.
Ew.
It's just as bad as it sounds, rotten shark.
Ew.
I think Andrew Zimmern gagged. On it, so.
But I would like to say I tried it. It's an Icelandic.
Sure, I can buy a little jar of it in the airport. It's a delicacy, and it's very, very, very pungent.
Is it shark or whale?
It's shark.
Okay.
So you can eat whale. I could bring back a whale steak for you as
ooh,
well.
That'd be interesting.
Well, how about like chocolate or something?
Oh, yeah. Shelly, you get chocolate.
Thank
their chocolate
you.
Is very,
is
very
Iceland
good.
Iceland known for their chocolate?
They are to Icelanders.
Okay.
It's good. No,
they've got Reyka vodka.
They've got a lot of beverages. Yeah, I could bring you some little sampler bottles of all sorts of unique Icelandic beverages and some chocolate and some rotten shark and some whale and some horse.
Since we're talking about vacations, the Coin Shop and Nevermore, we're closed the week of July the 4th.
Okay.
So,
un-American.
just, you know.
Just to keep in mind.
Just to kind of get it all out
Fourth
there.
Fourth of July weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, because you do your family thing. And
we do.
People don't have to fret because you'll be back the next week.
Exactly.
Bigger and bolder. And like you were saying, when the shop is closed for a little bit and... you reopen, it's busier than ever.
I mean, a lot of energy.
People running in there to buy and sell. Wright's Coin Shop. Get this: a dude who took off his swimming trunks and ran down a panhandle highway yelling obscenities and punching cars later told officers he dropped some acid. After being repeatedly tased and taken into custody, the unidentified teen requested a blunt. Shelly, you learned what that meant last segment.
I did.
An orgy and several really hot women before asking officers if they were God. Records show.
I had a friend who did that when he was on acid.
The man demanded to be taken to a whorehouse before being taken to jail. He said it was his legal right.
They really need to be careful with that, though. I mean, because, like, you don't know if somebody's on acid. Like, it doesn't show up on a test. You know, if you are in it, you're not in control of yourself, and you're mentally very fragile. Tasing a guy on that's probably going to be the worst episode of his life. Like, I can only imagine how intensely awful that would be.
Yeah, I would imagine being...
And asking for whores and a blunt while tripping is not the worst. Did he attack the cops or anything, or was he just annoying them?
I think he was just a crazy teenager on acid.
I think that's pretty symptomatic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This one was in the pile last week. We didn't get to it. By all means, Sam.
Okay, so this lady, she had been in a Tibetan Buddhist monastery living the holy life for 45 years. Okay? Well, she now spends her weekends not meditating in the garden, but cavorting in latex at fetish clubs. For 10 years, Damcho Dyson's only habit was her plain religious robe. Get it? Her habit? But now she has swapped it for something a little more randy. She says a massage while on a trip to India reawakened her sexuality and turned her into Britain's naughtiest nun. And now after quitting her Buddhist monastery in France where she served the Dalai Lama, she spends her weekends at S&M fetish clubs. She said she was having a massage, she had an epiphany, and suddenly a sense of the vitality within her body, and it was like, bam! Now's the time I got to leave the monastery and engage in massive sex. Not just sex, massive sex. It wasn't until she ended up in London in 2011 and passed the window of a shop selling fetish clothing. She's like, wait a minute, hold on. Rubber could fill the Buddha-sized hole in my new life. And that's when she became a latex fetish queen. So,
just like that.
Yeah. I mean, good for her, I guess. I mean, 45 years of serving the Holy One is... You know, she's put in her time. I say let the lady, she's probably old. I mean, she's only got a few years left. Let her, choke on a ball gag and, you know.
Wow.
Well, I mean, she's doing what she loves. Be you. I'm just saying, be you, lady, and congrats for being you. Good on you.
Rubber could fill the Buddha-sized hole.
Buddha-sized hole.
I am keeping that as a soundbite.
It has been... Speaking of strange, and it's time for a breather. I'm going to go take a...
You're going to fill that Buddha-sized hole?
I'm going to go take a hot shower and cleanse myself of all this nastiness
Holy
and perversion.
Water.
We'll catch you folks on the rebound sometimes in the future. Thanks, Joshua P. Warren. Thanks, Brian Hall. Mobius, Joshua Dindy, Aaron Lovin, all you good listeners. Shelley, Sam, thank you.
You're welcome, bud.
Yeah. Keep listening. Speaking of strange.